Good morning, everyone. And thank you, Yves, for the introduction. So as Yves stated, I work for the Cairo Institute for Human Rights Studies, which is based in Cairo, and I'm the United Nations Advocacy Representative in our Geneva office here. Just to give you a bit of background on the organization, the Cairo Institute is a regional Arab organization. We work in human rights in the Middle East and North Africa, and we also have a focus on the Gulf. What I'm going to briefly expose to you, and then we can have a conversation, is the examples of the Egyptian UPR experience at the national level and the Lebanese one. And what we think is very important is that the UPR process is not, as Yves was saying, it's not only like an admin process of... thank you. Of just a submission and a deadline and just motions to go through. It can be used, and this is what we will see a bit with the experience of Egypt, but I think most importantly with the experience of Lebanon. It can be seen as a very in creative, interesting exercise for civil society organizations within the country. And as Yves stated as well, I will be shedding the light a bit more on how feminist and women's rights organizations in those countries were able to integrate a gender perspective to the UPR submission, because we all know that that women's rights get sometimes overlooked, and this is why it's important to get the input of women's rights organizations nationally in those contexts. So to start with the experience of Egypt, the Cairo Institute coordinated a coalition of NGOs that included three women's rights organizations. So we had, for example, the New Women Foundation, who was part of the coalition, and the New Women Research New Women Research Center. There was an ongoing conversation within the coalition when we were working on the UPR submission as to whether we should have a specific section in our submission on women's rights, or if the issue of women's rights should be mainstreamed and integrated into each of the paragraphs of the submission. We have agreed at the end not to have a specific section, just because it just reinforces the impression that women's rights are just a category by themselves, which they are not, and they're cross-cutting, and they should be taken at the same value that human rights in general, and not to put them in the box. So what we did was that, for example, when we had when we studied the topic of labor rights, we made sure that there was a section within that section on women in the informal sector, women in the economy, women as poverty reduction agents, and the violations and the discriminations they were facing. To complete that, we have supported a women human rights defenders to come to Geneva during the working group session on Egypt, and to shed even more light on the situation of women human rights defenders in Egypt. This action, and the actions, of course, of other partners in Egypt, resulted, I think, in quite a strong focus on women's rights within the Egyptian submission. For example, just to give you a small non-exhaustive list of issues that had been addressed, Egypt's reservation on the CEDAW Convention were addressed, the issue of women in development was addressed, and the good thing was that having, as part of the coalition, feminist organizations that really make the linkages between a violation and the root cause of those violations. So, for example, it was not just to say that there's an issue with women workers. It's to say that this issue is linked with a certain patriarchal structure, with a certain set of norms. And I think that's very important, because it's not just a list of things. It's a system that works towards the discrimination against women. And when you have within your national coalition organizations that are used to working in these issues, that are used to make those linkages, then your UPR submission is more than just a catalog of violations and of recommendations. And this is how we were able to have the issue of women's personal status, political representations linked to patriarchal norms, and how to address the root cause of the violations and the discriminations. And so, for example, violence against women was also addressed, female genital mutilations, and discrimination against women in the workplace, just to name a few. This submission was translated by recommendations addressing those specific issues that were made by state during the working group session. And most of these recommendations had been accepted by Egypt. Now, in terms of monitoring of the implementation, with all the political changes that Egypt has been undergoing since 2010, the status is still pending. We're still trying to evaluate the level of implementation of these recommendations. But it was a very good exercise on how to build a national coalition and to integrate a gender perspective within this, within the UPR submission.